When people of higher and lower castes interact, there are rules and expectations. Author Atish Tasir learned that firsthand. He's the son of an Indian journalist and a Pakistani politician, and he spent a lot of time thinking about the caste system. In his latest book, Twice Born, Life and Death on the Ganges, Tasir travels to the Indian city of Benares. That's the spiritual capital of Hinduism and home of twice-born Brahmins, a priestly caste devoted to sacred learning. Tasir told me about what happened one evening when his lower caste driver shared a meal with him and his Brahmin hosts.
A kind of tension starts to settle over this meal. And in a funny way, we're in a Brahmin village, and I am not of a Brahmin background. I have a Muslim father. But I, in a funny way, am exempt the rules of caste. It doesn't sort of apply to me. But obviously, my driver, who's of this lower caste background, is not exempt the rules of caste. And he comes and sits down, and he's chatting, and he's sort of enjoying the meal. And this sort of tremendous tension, terrific tension kind of descends over the meal. And I can't figure out what's going on, but a kind of silence takes over. And finally, this young Brahmin boy leans in and says to me, he says, you know, we've made this amazing exception to allow your friend to eat with us. But he says, now there's something we absolutely cannot do. We cannot wash his plate. Now, it's such a small thing to ask someone to wash their own plate, but it doesn't apply to any of us. What they're really saying is that this man is spiritually unclean, and that his saliva is a form of contamination, and only he is to be singled out to do this thing. So we stay exactly where we are, and this one man is to sort of step out and do this to wash his own plate, because it would pollute the entire village if one of the Brahmins was to do it. And it
well, there's
was
a
one
phrase
of those
you bring up in your book, caste pollution, which I wasn't even aware of.
Right, well, pollution is actually at the center of the enterprise. I mean, pollution is everything, because the idea of caste is based on the idea of spiritual purity, of the purity of the soul over the ages. And so yeah, pollution is very real, and suddenly this idea of someone's spiritual uncleanliness becomes very tangible, very real. And I am paralyzed, because I don't have the strength either to sort of say, like, you know, these rules are horrible, and I'll wash his plate, nor do I sort of like. So I kind of like witness this thing as it unfolds. And when he leans over and he tells the driver, he says, you know, do you mind and washing your plate? And the man says, I wouldn't dream of it. He says, you're like gods to me. And
wow.
It was one of those moments of a very kind of where a sort of horror creeps in, that you've been sort of going along with this thing for a while. And suddenly its implication becomes kind of glaring and unavoidable. And it chilled me.
You conclude that democracy and modernity should be the natural enemy of caste, but it's really not that simple, is it?
No, it's not. It's one of those things that, like race in America, like class in Britain, it's one of those that deepest layer of identity which finds ways to renew itself in age after age. It's not like how it was 100 years ago, certainly not how it was 300 and 400 years ago, but its persistence, its tenacity is really the unfolding story, and it finds ways to inhabit new situations, to live again, so to speak.
And with a national election, very likely later this spring, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi going for another term in office, how does caste fit in with the Hindu nationalist movement in India?
Ah, well, that's very interesting. A lot of these instances, when we're talking about like a kind of anti-Muslim hatred, many of those people who happen to be Muslim happen also to be low caste. And so there, a kind of double prejudice sort of kicks in. And one of the things that's happened in India is that Modi, in sort of exciting an anti-Muslim feeling, has also kind of unleashed an anger against the lower caste. And there's been a lot of caste violence. And now, while Modi could lose the Muslims and still win, he can't lose the Muslims and the lower castes and still win, especially not in like a major state like Uttar Pradesh, for instance. So similarly, like, I think that the way in America that a kind of rhetoric that Trump unleashed then turned into a kind of anti-Jewish rhetoric, and he perhaps had not envisioned that that would happen, something similar has happened in India. And so caste lines in these last 5 years are bristling in a way that can be quite harmful for the Modi government.
Atish Tasir, the author of the just-published The Twice Born, Life and Death on the Ganges. Thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much.